Salutations, people. How's it going? We ran a questionnaire in our story, I said I was going to talk about all kinds of aliens and drugs and all kinds of other stuff, but with what's going on in the news, I feel like it was important to talk about a couple things. Unfortunately, I found out last night that Joe Hagman of the Hagman and Hagman Report passed away. And you guys may not know them because they don't put out articles like every other news outlet, but they've been very influential, at least in the foundation of Factions of Freedom and kind of what we were doing. And so I'm going to speak about that, speak about Joe Hagman, the drug war, spiritual warfare, weaponizing consciousness expansion. For people that don't know what that is, that's essentially like this presentation I'm working on, where we talk about how we're being tricked into dumbing ourselves down with drugs. Escapism, if we can. I'll try to get into stuff like the time of action that we're in, steps to revolutionize yourself. We talked about that last time as well. Antifa, AOC down at the border, the ICE raids, and as well as all that other stuff that's gonna feed into that. So yeah, if we have time, I'll try to cover all that good stuff in this transmission. But before I do, a few quick updates for you guys. As you all know, or you should know by now, we will be starting season 9, the season 9 premiere. Basically Thursday, July 4th. It'll be coming out July 5th or 4th, whichever time you guys decide to listen to it, that we get out. I'm very excited. Let me tell you, I feel like I'm losing my mind not doing the podcast and not hopping up over here and doing all this stuff. So I'm very, very fired up to do all that. We will be expanding, as we already are, our exclusive member program, our exclusive membership thing that we have going on. That's what we have right now. The transmission that you're watching right now, it will be uploaded to our audio podcast feed as well as our private YouTube channel, so people can get access to this whenever, because I want to start archiving these things and I'm going to start doing more of them. So I figure, why not create a page where you do that. Also, Fellowship and Freedom is coming back this Sunday again. Crazy how this stuff just like lines up. For people that don't know what what Fellowship and Freedom is, every Sunday or every other Sunday, bi-weekly, 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. Mountain Standard Time, we have our bi-weekly radio show where you, the audience, can call in. We usually have fantastic guests and people that pipe in, and it's pretty great. I'm not going to lie. I'm pretty blown back by some of the things that we've done as well. While I have your guys' attention, we may be launching another show through On the Wake Up Radio. It will be coming out Wednesday, or, you know, we might just do like a full Sunday show all the time. I'm not sure. We might run like questionnaires for like a month just to get like feedback from the people, because again, there's so much stuff going on. People need to be informed and be aware of what's going on. So stay tuned for that. Lastly, we still have our Space Force shirt up there. You guys can get it if you use promo code NINER, and that's spelled, oh crap, I totally forgot to put the Patreon link in the thingy, in the little, I forgot to tag it right there. But if you guys put promo code NINER in, and that's N-I-N-E-R, in all capital, you'll get 30% off. Our exclusive members, they get immediate 30% off of everything store-wide, simply for being exclusive members. And that's how it works. I'm going to be throwing in different promo codes and different stuff like that for people that subscribe to our exclusive member program, because you guys don't really understand how much you're helping what we're doing here. And so, yeah. Store-wide promo code NINER, N-I-N-I-E-R. Go put that in. Go support the operation. Tell me what you like. Tell me what you don't. I'm trying to, and this will play into like what I talk about later on in the transmission. I'm having to grow at a very crazy rate. And I don't really know how to say it. During the break, you know, because whenever I do the podcast, you know, I'm so focused on getting the content out, talking about the agendas, getting the stuff out there, exposing all the evil, and just presenting information that I don't necessarily see what's happening to me and how, like, I'm changing in relation to the information and what's going on. And I've said that on the show time and time again, but I think it's important to tell you guys, the audience, that that's a very real thing. You know, I talked about this with you in the last transmission as well, how, you know, when you know more, you do more, and it's all about like what you feed yourself, it's what you tell yourself, it's who you're becoming, and all these other things like that. You know, a healthy versus unhealthy lifestyle, and why we're being so programmed for this detrimental negative mindset right now. And this is a good way for me to kind of springboard into Joe Hagman, the drug war, spiritual warfare, demons, and stuff like that. As I said before at the start of the transmission, Joe Hagman of the Hagman and Hagman Report passed away. Dude's 36. I'm 27. And the only information that's out right now is that he died of a heroin overdose. Now, this is somebody that's got a wife, a baby on the way, and a heroin seems like such a far removed idea for somebody that's, you know, in the Christian vein of Christian broadcast radio. It blows my mind. I'm not even gonna lie. When I was watching the transmission yesterday, episode 1910 of Hagman and Hagman Report with Doug Hagman and Russ Dizdar, I was literally floored. I didn't even know what to say. I got overwhelmed. I'm not gonna lie, because even though these aren't people that you know, like, you guys don't know me, what happens if I die tomorrow? You're still gonna have some kind of relationship with me. And I've been listening to the Hagman and Hagman Report probably since 2012, 2013. And so to hear that essentially the other Hagman is dead, that's just, it's mind-boggling. To hear, too, that it's with heroin, that blows my mind. I'm thinking, this guy's over here preaching about the Bible, preaching about getting closer to God. He's fully aware of everything that's going on. Sometimes, you know, follows the page, we talk about things sometimes, and it blew my mind. And so I guess what I have to say is, like, what I've been saying, like, all year so far, because this whole year we've just been rocked with losses, is rest in peace, Joe, we'll take it from here. And that blows my mind, because he's a good person, and I don't feel like good like him, you know. And I kept telling myself yesterday, you know, this is the war that we are in. Like, this is not a game. this is not some shit you do for the likes. This is not something you do because you want celebrity status, or because it's funny, or because, like, you're literally, like, when I hop up over here and I start talking to you guys about Satanists and Luciferians, you see what I'm saying? Like, I'm literally talking to you about people that worship the devil. And I try to put it forth to you, like, in a comedic way, so it's, like, easily digestible. We're literally talking about people that worship the devil. When we're talking about human trafficking, pedogate, spirit cooking, all the wicked shit that is out there, that is real. I'm not just coming up here trying to put up an act and say, oh, look at this, haha, isn't this interesting? I want to scare you. No, I'm trying to tell you, look at, like, really what the fuck is happening to society. We are on the grease tracks to decadence, and it's scary. So when I see somebody, a godly man, succumb to, like, heroin, that scares, it scares me. It doesn't give me... And, you know, I don't know the situation. I don't know Joe's situation. I don't know a lot of these people's situation. But I do know that drugs end up being, like, the common factor. And I'm not going to be a saint, bro. I smoke herb every now and then. I'm not here to tell you that. What I'm trying to tell you is that there's something out there that's pushing people to consume, that's pushing people to destroy. That's not about moderation. And, you know, again, we don't know about the agents that are out there. We don't know about the people who play host to energies and entities and spirits and rulers and of wicked places. We don't know that. But what we do know is that there are attempts to try to corrupt the soul. There are attempts to try to corrupt the flesh. There are attempts to knock you off your path. And, you know, just, again, to finish out the day hearing that, you know, somebody I listen to is gone now, and we won't ever hear that voice again in these trying times. It shows, like, how serious, like, things really are. Like, I would definitely recommend you guys go watch episode 1910 of Hagman and Hagman Report with Doug Hagman and Russ Dizdar, where they explain this. Because it is, it's heartbreaking, you know, and I'm not gonna lie to you guys. Sometimes I have the thought in myself, like, when are they gonna come kill me? What is the long-term effect of doing stuff like this? And that's another discussion for another day with you guys, but I wanted to just dedicate the first part of this transmission, saying rest in peace, Joe Hagman. We will take it from here. This leads me to my next, point, the drug war. and how it has ties to spiritual warfare and demons. I remember about 2 years ago, I did a transmission. You guys still might be able to find it. I haven't gotten around to erasing seasons 5 through 7 of our on our audio podcast feed, so you still might be able to find it. But it was called, Pharmakeia? It's like pharmaceuticals, perception, and poisoning. See, I think that's what it is. But in the actual transmission, I talked about how all the drugs that's out there, like the fentanyl, the Oxycontin, the codeine, all of it, the perks, the Xannies, all of it that's out there, it's like literally designed to cut you off from your spiritual orientation. It's literally designed to like make you brain dead and numb to where you like to where you literally can't generate these types of new neural pathways, these new understanding, these new senses that you guys hear, everything that you guys hear me talk about over here all the time, face to face, mind you. You can't develop these types of things whenever you're hopped up on pills. You can't develop these things whenever you've literally been dehumanized by drugs. I'm not trying to virtue signal to you guys, but I'm really trying to tell you that there's some dark shit surrounding the drugs these days. Like I'm no Puritan. You see what I'm saying? I love whiskey. I'm an American. I love my whiskey and my herb every now and then. You get what I'm saying? If I have a hard week, I'm gonna do it, but moderation. What I'm trying to tell you is that the same way that we know Hollywood has magicians and occultists cast spells over these tracks to imbue them with certain energy so that people become more susceptible to the agendas that are out there. If you don't think drugs are the same way, my friend, you're not using the senses that God gave you. And that's a very real thing. When it talks about it in the Bible, don't partake in pharmakeia, don't partake in witchcraft, don't partake in any of those drugs because it's designed to ensnare you. Why do you think a pimp or like a hook, not a hooker, hookers never gonna give it away for free. Why do you think a pimp or a drug dealer gives you like your first hit for free? Because they know once they get you hooked, you're a customer for life. Insert Big Pharma, insert AstraZeneca, Purdue Pharma, the Sackler family, any of these companies out here that are literally designed to ensnare you. Like, I'm working on a little, because I ramble so much on everything else, I'm working on this like little speech where I talk about temptation and how it leads to just like degradation. But that's what it is. That's what drugs are. They're meant to tempt you. And if you don't have the mental fortitude or the strength to withstand that temptation physically, who knows what's happening to you spiritually or on another level. Now, this brings me to kind of my weaponizing consciousness expansion, spiritual warfare, demons and stuff like that. Towards the end of season 8, you guys heard me talk a lot about this thing, weaponizing consciousness expansion. We had on, not Rob of Truth and Vibration, it was Josh of Laws of Reality, there you go. And we were talking because we had linked up on Mark Passio's teaching, natural law and stuff like this, but he was hearing what I was saying as far as weaponizing consciousness expansion. And to break it down for you guys, it's everything I'm saying here. It's people taking the mushrooms. It's people taking the DMT, the ayahuasca, you know, the peyote, the ibogaine, all of this stuff to become what they think of as more spiritual, but really they're shortcutting. I can't tell, for people that have been following me this long, you've seen me grow into like the hardcore deep spiritual person I am. I'm not over here like taking ayahuasca and doing this stuff. I literally just told you I love whiskey, but I'm trying to develop this deeper spiritual skill and this deeper spiritual sense. These people taking these drugs, they don't understand like what is behind the drugs that are out there. What is pushing these things? What essence they're coming into contact with, right? One of the questions that we got asked in our Instagram story was, hey, these sacred herbs, these foreign things that you're taking, right? What entities are you coming into contact with whenever you're taking these things? And I told you guys in the story, I said, you know, this is very, I didn't really leave this to a lot of credence, but the more I do research into DMT, ayahuasca, psychedelic mushrooms, hallucinogens, and things of this nature, there really is a ethereal, otherworldly aspect to all of these psychedelics and all of these drugs. Now, why am I saying this? Because what we're essentially talking about is spirits, essence, nature spirits, if you want to call it that. And there's another energy behind a physical anchor. What I'm trying to say is things like heroin, things like cocaine, these man-made drugs, they're like literally designed to kill us. Like, I'm not anti-natural science and anti-natural herbs and stuff like that. What I'm against is depopulation. What I'm against is dehumanization. What I am against is greed. Is the endless consumption of just of doing these things. People don't understand that, man. Like, and I've said this before on the show. Certain cultures are not compatible with certain people. Like, American hippies are the most contradictory thing I have ever seen. You cannot be like spiritual and hippie oriented here in America because the country and the culture does not cultivate it. It doesn't encourage it. You can do that in other places, but you can't be that here. And so, again, another discussion for another day. Stick to spiritual warfare, demons, weaponizing consciousness expansion. I remember it was like 2 or 3 months or so ago. I had an Instagram live where I was vicariously speaking to one of my friends through you guys. I'll just call him Ian. His name isn't that, but we'll call him Ian. And Ian, you know, he just loved to be Super Mario. You know, he loved to pop those mushrooms. And he couldn't really hang whenever I'm having my deep spiritual conversations. Oh, but he was so woke. And so when I was talking to you guys months ago about that, I freaked out because that's when I began to really start paying attention to this fact that people think they're woke taking all these drugs, but they can't hold a real conversation. They're disassociating from reality, practicing what they think of as wokeism. Wokeism. Practicing this bullcrap when they really don't understand that they're detaching themselves from reality and they're detaching themselves from the world. And I get these things. But there has to be a real-world practical application and integration of the teachings and the things that you're learning. This is why if you guys go listen to any one of the parts, any one of the four parts that I did with Adam Nix and JC Abbott of the Wayfinder podcast, when we went into depth for like 8 hours about this whole topic, that was my whole angle. How do we integrate these teachings? There is some otherworldly stuff here for sure. There are. There's knowledge there. There's wisdom. But we need to be learning things. And we need to be having real-world, conscious, three-dimensional action. So let me, again, go down the list, talking about escapism, absent-mindedness, and the time of action, and why it is important for us to step into, or steps to take to revolutionize ourselves, and why we have to commit to these new battles that we're in. You know, again, when I tell you guys, like, I've grown doing this. Like, doing this, obviously experiencing life, seeing, like, what's down the barrel, having to respond to really what seems like overwhelming evil and pressure, I've had to grow to this. I didn't just become this person here. And a lot of this, too, is because of you guys as well. This is what you guys have wanted from the page and from myself. So, really, it's, like, weird. It's like I'm telling you, like, look in the mirror. Because I had to look in the mirror that you guys told me to look at to be like a better version of myself so I could tell you guys to be a better of ourselves so we could be better all together. I hope I said that right. Because that's exactly what happened. I'm looking healthier these days, but that's because I'm having to focus. I'm having to do more. I'm having to grow more, you know. And I talked about this with you guys the last time as well. With speaking the truth and then walking in the truth and then living in the truth. You know, I've had people like Vegan Takeover on. I've had Dr. Dre on. I've had like all these great vegan pages on. But even though I'm like not vegan, I'm not going to promote something that I don't do. But what, I guess what I'm trying to say is like the minute that you stop talking about it and start living it and living in that authenticity and genuine mindset, you begin to unlock whole different new pathways and whole new powers that like really I don't even have the time to explain. So how does that tie into the time of action? Committing. Realizing that there is a spiritual warfare here, that there are demons literally attached to drugs, trying to figure out a way to create the perfect environment so that they can house, so that you can house that wicked evil spirit inside of them. Just last week, whenever I was with you guys, we were talking about overpopulation, patriotism being demonized, and stuff like this, and why it's important to simply care. We don't. We're losing that. I think everybody understands that the times that we're in are extraordinarily monumental. You can cut the political tension with a knife. You know, you can walk outside in like a Texas heat, man, or like a South Carolina summer. You're just drenched in it, and it's crazy. And so that ties into the whole escapism thing. People who I've been saying this privately to all the people that are close to me, the times that we're going into, they're going to require a whole different version of ourselves, and a lot of people aren't necessarily doing the things that are required of them to be in this new time frame. And I mean that, like, hopefully in the most respectful way possible. There are certain strengths and skills and things that are going to be required of every individual as we move forward into this chaotic future. And some people aren't taking the steps now to lessen the impact of that change and that transitional time period that we go into. And that's dangerous. That's why I'm like, that's why I tell you guys, it's a different day and age of truth seeking. It's a different day and age of just like everything else. Something happened within the 2 to 3 years of Trump in office to where we're farther down this agenda than most people think. We're not going back. We're beyond 1984. The New World Order is here. Like, it's crazy. It truly is crazy. So that's what I mean by it being a time of action. That's why you guys see me getting like upset that I'm not doing as much as I can to raise awareness about the variety of issues that are out there. This is why you see me having to grow. You think I want to sit up over here and come up with designs for t-shirts? You think I want to sit up over here and promo products and stuff like that? Unless they're the best. Unless they're like, you know, stuff that I do. You think I want to do all this different type of stuff? No, I have to so that I can keep doing this to be better for the future, to secure some semblance of like reason as we move forward into this. This is what I mean by growing, the time of action. We don't get the luxury of laziness anymore. That's, this is again another thing that I talked about with Josh of Laws of Reality, where they're removing choice, where they're removing conscious action because they don't want people to wake up, to take a step back and say, hey, what is happening to society? What is happening to my family? What is happening to the environment? What is happening to us? Like, whenever I get, if I have time, I'll try to get down to this Antifa section where I talk about, again, the radicalization process that we're in. People are committing. People are choosing the sides. People are either in bed with the devil or they're trying to seek God because they can understand the writing that's on the wall. And living in indecision, that's the dangerous part about it all, dude. And I'm not, you know, and I think, I don't know why I feel like I have to say this, but I'm not saying put your faith in Trump. I'm not saying put your faith in government at all. I'm saying put your faith in God and put your faith in yourself as well, because you can see what's going on and you need to start using your God-given sense. Something happened in the time frame, gang, and I don't, and this is what I've had to learn. It's not about the physical, corporeal EJ that you see right here. It's not about how I feel, what I think, cool, whatever. It's about what's going on and how I have to, like, literally transform myself into, like, the vessel that is required to get this information out. Yeah, I have reservations about the stuff I say. Yeah, I feel bad hopping up over here and talking about this, but that doesn't mean that it's not real. Doesn't mean that it's not happening. Doesn't mean that just because it makes you uncomfortable that you saying certain things can't liberate somebody else, can't free somebody else from the imprisonment that they're in. And that's what I mean by the time of action that we found ourselves in. People over here sharing all kinds of memes, trying to be cute and throwing shade. You stupid motherfuckers need to stop. We need to stand up and we need to figure out what's going on. There is shit happening to every single one of us. And this is the crazy part about it, bro. I've said this. You have racists within this so-called conscious community pushing this division. And we don't need this shit. What we need right now is hardcore discussions about, okay, cool. So you're over here in this part of the country. You're over here in this part of the country. You're over here in this part of the country. We need to work together. That's the whole reason why I'm here. And I think that's what I'm going to be doing with the next season, man, is pulling people together. Somebody needs to whip all of us together and say it's time for real action. We're expected, and this is part of, I think, why I just need to switch into the Antifa, the terror attacks, the AOC border stuff. We're expecting politicians to provide us with the security and the peace of mind that we are so desperately seeking. We're not going to get it. We're not going to get that peace of mind because we have no idea where our future lies. We have an idea of where they want to take us. We have no idea what we're building for ourselves. We're not taking the time. We live in fear, insecurity, and doubt, and indecision. Let me calm down a little bit. To transition. That's what I mean by us fighting and committing. Like, we have got to commit. You guys see me over here getting fired up? This is not an act, bro. I got to calm myself down. I start talking about, I just need to move that flag over here, like, in camera. Where is that?
Over there.
I need to move that flag over here in camera, because I start talking about country, I start talking about God, I start talking about freedom, human liberation, spirituality, and getting closer to all this type of stuff. I get fired up. And I know I'm out there firing up other people. I'm doing it right now, and I'll do it to the future. I'll do it till I'm dead in the grave. But that's what I mean by committing. Like, I don't know, man. Like, I eat, sleep, and breathe this, so I understand it, and I see, like, the effects of it increasing. People choosing to detach. That's what I mean by That's why you hear me talking about the reinforcements, the next generation. Us doing what we have to do to secure them here. They already did the damage to us. They're doing the damage to the people that are here. We've got to create a conditions and a foundations for the next generation to come through here, come and do all this shit, because this is toxic and we can't keep doing it. Why does that always happen? I don't give a care. Whose birthday is it? I don't care. Anyway, let me move on to Antifa terror attacks, AOC's border trip, and these ICE raids, and how that's going to lead to the police state, the civil unrest, martial law, all this other stuff. Look, I care, dude. I have to take another trip down to the border, like this Antifa stuff, because I'm familiar with some of the people and the Proud Boys that are here in New Mexico. I'm not sure what's going to happen, whether or not they're going to have a march or anything. I don't know. Got to figure out what's going on with that. I want to take a trip down to the border, right, to go, again, get more footage, go water those connections, see if they're still there, see what's going on. I care about, like, the situation. Like, this is a very real thing. And it's not about, like, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. And if you're watching this, or anybody from her campaign is watching this, because I know sometimes, I care about them as well. So when I'm posting this type of stuff, I'm trying to say, let's really have a real conversation about this, okay? Let me fix the camera. My OCD self. My OCD self. I care about the migrants, okay? When I'm talking about them coming through here, I'm talking about the multi-generational implications of having this type of stuff go down. That my kids and your kids are going to be dealing with this. We don't need to be dehumanizing them, clearly. Like, dude, yes, the conditions are intense down there. It's like up 600% of what they're normally used to handling. Like, I don't have the time to go through the whole immigration invasion situation that's going on down there at the border. But clearly I care about people. So I don't understand, like, why people would ever have, like, that confusion. Like, oh, EJ doesn't care about the migrants, or he's calling them illegal aliens. It's like, if you don't get your semantical fucking bragging ass out of here, I swear to Christ, I'll drag you through the ground. There's just so much ignorance and projection these days that it gets frustrating. So Antifa says that they're going to be carrying out domestic terror attacks 4th of July. And ICE says that they're going to begin deportation raids also on the 4th of July. This should just tell you that the only people who really win in these situations, again, are the police state, his big brother. It's like, you know, when you go to a casino and you think you're going to beat your friend, the only person that wins is the casino, because you dumbasses gave both them your money. And that's what's happening right now. The terror attacks, if they do carry them out, that's just going to make the police state even stronger. If ICE conducts these raids, that's just going to make the police state even stronger. You see that? See how we play ourselves? And how we get caught up into this left-right duality bullcrap, and then congratulations, we played ourselves. We just said put the chains on a little tighter. Now, I asked you guys the other day if protesting should be criminalized because of what Antifa does. I think I should just say this before, like, I lose the train of thought. I think that what we're seeing long-term with Antifa, the same way that we saw with the North Dakota Access Pipeline, is the idea of criminalizing protesting to where they literally remove our ability to have a First Amendment and remove our ability to express what we are displeased about in society. In France, this is what they did with the Yellow Vests, I think after like the 25th or the 27th week. They began to criminalize them, saying that they had to be authorized in order, like, protests. Like, if you're protesting the state, you're protesting the government, you're protesting something you're upset about, you have to go to an authority figure and say, I want to protest about this, and they have to authorize it. That's dangerous to me. So when I'm talking or asking that question of should protesting be criminalized, I'm asking it in that vein. Can you guys see where that goes? Now, Antifa being labeled a domestic terrorist group, that's important because, again, I'll call it out, man. Like, you can't hit an old dude over the head with a crowbar, split his head open all crazy, and then not expect for some bad stuff to happen. And he'll be talking about this on this week's episode, I'm sure. But there were reports back in, like, 2018 how they were trying to get them labeled as a domestic terrorist group because of some of the other crazy crap that was going on down there. And why is this important? Again, showing the history and the violence of Antifa. Like, 3 or 4 episodes out from season 8 ending, I remember reporting on how Antifa was meeting up with the Mexican drug cartels down at the borders to get assault rifles and military-style weapons to stage, like, a armed rebellion down at the border. And so, I guess what I'm really trying to say is, how long is it until we see them literally liberate these so-called camps? You're going to have armed... I don't want to say leftist, because you have people on the right that I really don't even know what to call it these days, because I'm pretty sure it's both types of people. You're going to have people, armed individuals, going down there, saboteurs, agent provocateurs, going down there to destabilize shit, to liberate these people, to get these people out of these fusion centers, these FEMA camps, these concentration camps, these internment centers, whatever you want to call them. So whether or not these terror attacks are going to be a cover for that, I don't know. But what we're going to, again, start seeing, because they're committing. Like, they're committed. You hear me get fired up? I'm one person trying to get the world fired up about stuff. You got people, little trolls, people who I'm sure are watching now, who have removed themselves from social media, changed their personality, switched their whole mindset, essentially gone through this whole re-education radicalization process, and they're committing to overthrowing Trump in one sense, and at the same time installing themselves as the new power. Like, you have, like, and this is why it's crazy what's going on in the country and our mindsets right now. The military can't combat this, and the police can't combat this, and so that's why it's, like, in that weird, vague area where civilians and some form of militia has to combat this growing domestic threat. Like, that's a very real thing. And so will this be Hitler's SS? Will we create Trump's version of Hitler's Nazi SS to try to respond to the domestic threat that is Antifa, whenever all they're really trying to do is truly fight for us? But because they've been so truly radicalized and lied to by the misinformation of the mainstream media and everything that's out there, they're gonna screw the whole pooch for all of us. And this is the real stuff that people need to talk about, to have, like, these real discussions, because I don't see anything else that's going on that makes any other sense. So how does that tie into the ICE raids and the deportations? You don't think, again, I'm telling you that Antifa's going down to the border to link up with the Mexican cartel to get assault rifles in the stage like a rebellion. You don't think those very same people are watching these ICE agents and Border Patrol agents and saying, hey, and what I'm saying is that they are. They're doxing them. They're following these ICE agents. They're doxing these ICE agents. They're getting notifications of where they're at. Like, you got to understand, man. Like, this is guerrilla warfare. That's why the time frame that we're in is crazy. I could talk to you about ghosts. I could talk to you about DMT, ayahuasca, all this other crazy stuff, bro. There's much more real world stuff going on that is far more fascinating. And if you take the time to look at it, oh my God, you have Antifa that has people within the tech industry. You have people that you have occultists, people in the tech industry, politicians, celebrities. Like, you have a whole litany of people. And to me, that's why sometimes I get so fascinated by the psychological profile of these people and breaking it down, because it truly is interesting looking at it. But you have a whole essentially cult group, splinter, fringe part of society taking part in this overturning of normality. So I guess what I'm trying to say is, you have hackers that are working for Antifa that can track these people, that can bug these agents, that get these informations, that leak out where these people are doing these deportations. And so they're going to organize situations to take these people away from ICE. And I feel like if it's not already been done, it's going to be done. And so I guess at another level, I have to ask why. Why are all these different types of things happening? And it's happening because they want to create, like, a whole separatist society that embraces this kind of lawlessness and rebellion. It truly is fascinating. It really is. And so you've got to ask yourself, why are they doing these things? I don't know yet. Or maybe I do, and I just haven't figured out the proper way to explain it to you guys. I don't know. But it truly is fascinating. But to continue on, how that will lead to the police state, civil unrest, martial law. As I said before, Antifa going down to the border to stage an armed rebellion, trying to essentially smuggle migrants out. The Beto O'Rourke campaign has already done that. I can confirm that with people down in El Paso. And this is why it's good for people to go out there and go do investigative journalism. This is why I need you guys to support the operation. This is why I also need more people to pay attention to stuff so we can build this network to talk about this type of stuff. Like, my God. I sometimes get up here and I feel like I have to pass a kidney stone of information because it's just like one person should not be holding on to all of this. Like, more people should be doing stuff. And yet I see people throwing shady posts, acting petty, and not getting like what's going on. And that's very, very crazy. But this will lead to civil unrest. It really will. When you have basically, like I said, 600% plus increase of the traffic that you are used to, what do you think that's going to do? And that's why I'm like, it's beyond Trump's wall. It's beyond all of this stuff. You've got to look at, okay, what happens when they get here? What is society going to look like? And all of this stuff. Like, yeah, for sure, bring them in. I get that. Let's create this whole separate culture over here. But what's going to happen with the robots when those get deployed? What's going to happen with society whenever there's not enough resources? And because people don't want to have those real conversations and get that serious with the discussions, they just want a virtue signal and stay in their feelings, saying they're keeping them in cages. Well, we're all going to be in cages if we don't start smartening up. Like, shit. Like, they're literally trying to dehumanize you. That's the simplest way to say it. And they're starting with the migrants. And I think that's a good way for me to segue into closing this transmission out to you guys. What I'm beginning to kind of feel, and this is why, call me crazy, I sympathize with AOC, and it might be because she's lying or because the mainstream media is like not telling the truth. I don't know. But I'm sympathizing with how we're treating this whole migrant situation. Like, it's a hardcore humanitarian issue. Like, we're just literally treating them like they should be killed, like they're less than, like they're subhuman. What did Hitler do to the Jews? You see what I'm saying? Like, we're literally dehumanizing these people, acting like they don't have rights, like they're not important, like they weren't given the spark of divinity like you were, like they don't have the breath of God inside of them. And that's very crazy and dangerous to me. And so whenever we're doing all these roundups with all these migrants, how far off do you think we are from mass gun confiscations? They're already doing it in certain areas, like California. I reported on it last year. They're doing it in Florida, Pennsylvania, and other parts of the country. Mass immunizations, mass deportations, mass confiscations. Again, I started this transmission out saying, rest in peace to Joe Hagman. What happens when I'm gone, gang? Is anyone going to step up? Is someone going to make a GoFundMe for me? Where did EJ go? Like, no, where's Waldo? Where's EJ? Does anyone even care? And that's what I mean by, like, we're grease tracking to decadence. Real quick. Like, real quick. Real quick. And I say that because what are they teaching our children? They're teaching them to be dehumanized, that your opinion doesn't matter. You're going to be sexualized. You're going to be raped. Prepare to just be essentially a sex doll. Not to have any actual skills, not to go camping, not to practice science, technology, not to practice like renewable stuff, not to practice getting out there in nature, gardening, you know, none of these things. What are we teaching the next generation but to submit? That's the only thing we're teaching them. We're not teaching them strength. We're teaching them subservience. We're teaching them to obey. We're teaching them to comply. We're not teaching them strength, rebellion, courage, dignity, pride, respect, any of these things. We're teaching them toxic behavior, and then we wonder why we churn out basket cases. So I think to start wrapping this stuff up for you guys, with the time frame that we have, go ahead and start typing some of the topics that you'd like to see me cover in the future, because I'm going to start wrapping things up here. You know, I something has happened to me to where this is more serious to me now than I thought before. Whenever I looked at the vaccine issue, I think that's there are key moments when I've done this where I've just like shifted entirely. Like it went from being like conspiracy theory to just like real world stuff. Like holy shit, like we need to fix this. And one of them was cloning. When I found out about like human cloning, I was like, oh my god, am I real? Like am I my own person? Like good lord. Oh my gosh. Like how many other clones are there? Like what is a human at that point? That was one of those moments. Whenever I realized that like no one around me cared and I had to, you know, build this thing and do all this stuff, like that was another one of those moments. Figuring out that they're putting aborted fetal tissue inside of vaccines. Yep, that was a moment. I was like, oh my god, they're literally injecting us with dead people. With the chemtrails. That like there have been so many moments in my life doing this to where I'm just like, oh my god, this is crazy. This is real. But something has happened within the first half of 2019 that has changed me. And I don't know if it's because I'm getting older, I'm thinking about kids, I'm thinking about my life, I'm thinking about the long term aspect of this. I'm thinking about a lot of stuff to where this is more real than people think. And I don't think people are equipped with the knowledge or the tools or the capabilities to do the things that are required of us. And I think the only way for us to start to get what we need is to fix the patterns that got us to where we were. And I say where we were because we all took certain steps in our own lives to get where we are now, to get out of that position that we were in, to understand that there is something deeper and to understand that there is something greater and that we do have the ability to affect that. And so I guess what I'm really trying to say is what I always say on the podcast is that we've been disenfranchised from our power and we need to start figuring out ways to reclaim it. And fear is not the way. And you're going to hear people say, oh, Marianne Williamson at the Democratic presidential debates, you know, she sounded like a total hippie. She had a lot of great points of what she was saying. We have a sickness care system here in America. We're giving births to our future selves. And if we don't take the time to look at what's going on, we're going to perpetuate the very same violence and the very same wickedness that was done to us. When I'm talking to you guys, I'm literally saying, there is no one else coming. Do you see anybody else coming? Shit, is this door opening up behind me? Is somebody else coming to save us? Because I don't see people that are this passionate about our future, as well as your own, your future, your child's future, the collective future, what we think of as okay. When I talk about having a pro-human, renaissance-based future, I mean, dude, I mean that everybody can be an artist, everybody can be a writer, everybody can be something amazing, everybody can do something. But if they remove the ability for us to choose and decide for ourselves, we'll be doing everything that they have designed for us. We need to realize that we have a spark of divinity inside us. We were blessed with life. We were given this gift of existence, and if we squander it, flipping through everything, dude, think about how your grandparent would feel if you just swiped away your life having no ambitions. Think about how much stuff they overcame and how like we just don't care about a single thing these days. Did my picture get enough likes? Did my post get enough shares? It's just like, good Christ. Do I look good enough? Is my beard perfectly trimmed? Is my hair coiffed the right way? It's just like, think about what we truly care about. It's all distractions. All superficial stuff that's not meant to design to empower you. You see, everything I talk about here with you guys is to do that. To give you the keys that are required to improve your life, to be aware of these types of things, so you don't fall prey to the traps of the government and as well as the traps of the devil, because these motherfuckers are basically indistinguishable these days. Like government, oh, you mean Satan? Because he's the ruler of this world. Like the devil, the ruler of this world, or the government? Like which one? Oh man, I have too much fun sometimes because government is evil, you know. I'll say this and I'll let you guys go. I was driving the other day. And I don't know, I think I did like some crazy like maneuver. I like whipped it around when I could like whip it around, like I could do a U-turn, you know. And I had somebody in the car and they're just like, God, you're driving crazy. I'm like, no, I'm driving normal, you know? And I made a comment about the jokes to where it's like, you know, the laws are getting so crazy these days. Even if you tried to follow the laws, you would still end up going to jail. It's like, if you didn't want me to go to jail, if you don't want to call me a criminal, don't make so many damn laws. You know, don't make the law so hard to follow if you don't want me to be a criminal. And that's all that's happening now. People are following God. People are following man's law, government. They're following this thing where they think a law gives them the rights. Where, oh, like I said before, the protests, where that has to be authorized. Your dissidence has to be authorized. Oh, it's like imagine trying to say F the system, but them saying, hold on, we have to put you on hold. We have to process your statement first. It's like you're missing the point. You're playing into the game. And that's what happens. If you pay attention to the circus, eventually you become the clown. And that's what I got for you guys. That's what I got for you guys. So I want to say again, rest in peace to Joe Hagman. We'll take it from here. We'll do the best that we can. You know, and we lost another good light. And we're going to lose a lot more before this is done. In the time frame that we're going into, I hope you're all ready. I'm having to prepare myself every single day to be ready to do this, to push myself towards exhaustion, to push myself to what I think of as the limit, as what is okay for now. As I told you before, the onslaught's not going to stop, and neither are we. We have to respond to this threat. I'll say this and I'll let you guys go. I said this in the last transmission. The reason why people are in this daze, this trance, this malaise, where they're just like not paying attention, is because they don't see the overwhelming existential threat that's out there. And so they're not preparing themselves, as I've said throughout this entirety of the transmission, to develop the skills that are required of them to fight this. You see, they're succumbing. They're succumbing to the drugs. They're succumbing to the propaganda. They're succumbing to the patterns. They're succumbing to the social media. They're succumbing to it all because it's, why fight? You see. But yeah, so rest in peace, Joe. We'll take it from here. Season 9 will be premiering this week. As I said before, you guys can get access to this, both audio and video, on our exclusive members feed. I'll be putting this up in the story. If you guys want this to be added to our public audio podcast feed, you guys can vote up there. If you want to become a Patreon exclusive member, we have all kinds of different tiers with all kinds of different access. Think about becoming a Patreon exclusive member, patreon.com/freedomfaction. Fellowship and Freedom will also be starting this Sunday. And I'm trying to decide whether or not I want to do like a Wednesday show or like a Sunday show. Like just stay, like instead of bi-weekly, just do every Sunday. Boom, boom, boom. Because I have to develop a show for the exclusive members. Like something like this to where it's interpersonal and we interact. But we'll see how all that gets developed in the future, because the work never stops. Lastly, as I said before, we still have our Space Force t-shirt up there. If you guys want to get it, use promo code NINER, NINER. For 30% off, for 30% off. Promo code NINER for 30% off. Exclusive members, you guys already get your 30% off discount. And you can use that code store-wide to get 30% off your whole order. I just said use it for the t-shirt. If you want to just get the t-shirt, you can do it store-wide, because I'm trying to do that. That's what I was saying beforehand, but I'm having to grow in response to this because our threats are more than just information these days, and so we have to grow in response to it. And it's crazy. People always say, oh, you know, you're getting paid doing this. It's like, no, the fuck I'm not. Definitely not. Not as much as I want or should be, because I'm not here for the money. I'm like literally here for you guys. I do this like out of compassion, and because like I feel like I have an obligation to do this. I feel bad whenever I don't do this. I feel like I have to discharge all of this stuff, because it's just like it is getting overwhelming out there, and I know people feel the same, and that's why I have to say this, so that I can hopefully bring peace to their life and their mind as well, and confirm to them that no, they're not crazy. Yes, they see these things. There's somebody out there that still gives a crap about humanity, that wants like something good for us. Good Lord, this is why they remove like religion from school. They're pushing all this moral relativism. it's just going to lead to us like being monsters. Like, it's crazy. It's crazy. So yeah, I know people wanted to hear me talk about sacred herbs, DMT, and all this other stuff. Sorry, real world stuff came in. And that's why they want you to do the drugs. That's why they want you to smoke the weed. That's why they want you to do the mushrooms, do the ayahuasca, fall into the DMT to the pit. Don't come back. You see, you are needed here. We need you. The future needs you. The future requires your actions yesterday. However, gang, that's all I really have for you. If you have any questions, feel free to email me. It's not in the description bar because there's not one. But hit me up in the DMs. Actually, no, not DMs. Hit me up in the email. I'm better whenever I'm actually able to have a long form discussion with people that are actually curious about stuff and don't just ask for links to articles because they don't want to go through the page themselves. No. If you want to have like a real discussion, hit me up in the email. Other than that, gang, stay vigilant. And remember, guys and gals, stay vigilant, as I just said. Expose lies and share truth. This is Noisera, Freedom Faction, out.